Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir's English Podcast. Announcement of the result of investigating the new moon of the blessed month of Ramadan for the year 1447 AH. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Prayers and peace be upon the Messenger of Allah and upon his family, his companions, and those who support him. Al-Bukhari extracted in his Sahih through Muhammad ibn Ziyad, who said, I heard Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, say, the Prophet ﷺ said, or he said, Abu al-Qasim, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him and his family, said, صُومُوا لِرُؤْيَتِهِ وَافْطِرُوا لِرُؤْيَتِهِ فَإِنْ غُبِّيَ عَلَيْكُمْ فَاكْمِلُوا عِدَّةَ شَعْبَانَ ثَلَاثِينَ. Fast upon seeing it, and break the fast upon seeing it, and if it is obscured from you, then complete the count of Sha'ban as 30. Accordingly, and after investigating the new moon of the blessed month of Ramadan, on this eve, the eve of Wednesday, the sighting of the new moon has been established as a valid Shari'i sighting, and that is in some of the Muslim countries. Accordingly, tomorrow, Wednesday, is the first day of the blessed month of Ramadan for this year 1447 AH. On this occasion, I convey my congratulations and the congratulations of the head of the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir and all those working therein to the Emir of Hizb Tahrir, the eminent scholar Ata bin Khalil Abu Rushta, asking Allah Almighty to grant him Nusra, victory, and to grant us victory and empowerment at his hands, so that we may pledge allegiance, bay'ah to him, as a caliph for the Muslims, sooner rather than later. Likewise, Hizb Tahrir, with its emir and its shabab, men and women around the world, humbly supplicates Allah Almighty with the sincerest supplication that the month of Ramadan this year be a month of goodness, blessing and mercy, and that it not pass except that Allah has bestowed upon the Islamic Ummah victory and empowerment. We also ask him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to send down his tranquility upon those who have been left to sleep on the ground, deprived of the warmth and food, to take revenge upon those who betrayed them. Indeed, he is the hearer of supplication. Ramadan comes this year while the Ummah stands at a new crossroads. On one hand, it turns upon the embers of colonial conditions and the thorns of the betrayal of the rulers. And on the other hand, the newly emerging global conditions, especially the conflicts of the kafir, disbelieving colonial West, have made available new opportunities, which if seized, would cause the Islamic Ummah to rise in a record time. The political security and economic system of the West has been exposed in the face of escalating crises, the kidnapping of the president of Venezuela, the crimes of the Jewish entity in the Muslim lands, the arrogance of Neo-America, and the exposure of the reality of international organizations as being tools of colonialism, which, once their usefulness expired, were abandoned along with their false principles in the blink of an eye. All of these developments open more doors before the Islamic Ummah to rid itself of the prison of Sykes-Picot that colonialism imposed upon it. However, that which the Ummah must be wary of today is the new campaign of deception and misinformation, contrary to all the superficial estimates that fill the screens of official media. The military threat is no longer the greatest threat to the Islamic Ummah. Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, and Gaza bear witness that the Islamic Ummah is resilient and cannot be struck with a decisive blow, even if wars are prolonged against it. Rather, the greatest danger to the Islamic Ummah today is the bomb of lies that the treacherous rulers are trying to throw at public opinion and at the minds of the thinkers and influencers from among the sincere people of the Islamic Ummah. The treacherous rulers and the Rawabila, lowly incompetent rulers around them, among hired pens and other desperate ones, are trying to promote ideas of defeat and retreat through a philosophy of concepts of surrender and the justification of the groveling of the treacherous rulers before the disbelieving colonial West under the pretext of cleverness and maneuvering. Thus, the military threat is no longer the primary threat to the Islamic Ummah. Rather, the primary threat is that the Ummah believes the false narrative that it is a weak Ummah and incapable, and that the time has not yet come for it to shake off the dust of colonialism. The truth is that the Muslims are strong if they move behind a single sincere and aware leadership, for they possess sufficient preparedness, determination, and resolve to impose the reality they want upon their enemy faster than his ability to deal with that reality. We have seen this happen during past decades whenever the Ummah surprised its enemy and initiated a sincere action on its land. Had it, when it carried out these surprises, possessed something that organized its capacities and focused its forces, it would have been able to reap their fruits and benefit from them productively. Here comes the role of the Khilafah, Caliphate. The Khilafah for the Islamic Ummah is the only political and administrative system capable of organizing and activating its capabilities. Thus, when the Muslims had a Khilafah, their numbers had an effective impact and they were a force to be reckoned. Their civilizational distinction and civil works had global results that have continued to this day. Throughout Muslim history, the Khilafah state, with its Khalifa, Caliph, and its massive armies, was ready to strike the head of anyone whom Satan whispered to that the Muslims were an easy morsel for their covetous. Indeed, among those covetous were those whom the Khilafah erased from existence, becoming but a trace after having been seen. As for the Ruwaybida rulers, sitting upon the thrones of Sykes-Picot statelets, wearing the mask of false sovereignty, to deceive their peoples so as to prevent them from uniting with the rest of the peoples of the Islamic Ummah. Here is their state in international forums, like one squatting beside his master at the tables of global political decision-making, awaiting his orders to carry them out, which are often horrific decisions against the peoples of the Muslims. Therefore, in this blessed month, we call upon all Muslims to make Ramadan this year, beyond being a month of fasting, Quran, night prayer, and charity, also a month of contemplation, reflection, insight, and reconsideration of the Khilafah and how it is upon the method of the Prophethood and is an obligation upon them, and that it is not permissible to delay, and that the month should not end except that they have placed their hands in the hands of the Shabab of Hizb al-Tahrir, so that Allah may grant us and them success toward a near victory, whereby we establish the second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, upon the method of the Prophethood. Allah Almighty said, وَحَرِّضِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَسَى اللَّهُ أَن يَكُفَّ بَأْسَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَاللَّهُ أَشَدُّ بَأْسًا وَأَشَدُّ تَنْكِيلًا. And incite the believers. Perhaps Allah will restrain the might of those who disbelieve, and Allah is greater in might and greater in punishment. Surah An-Nisa 84. We also call upon those working in the media, websites, and platforms, among the makers of public opinion, to follow the activities that Hizb al-Tahrir will carry out throughout the blessed month of Ramadan around the world, and to contribute to spreading them and calling to them. We remind them that the members of Hizb al-Tahrir have carried the trust of caring for the public opinion, offering advice and guiding the sentiments of the Muslims and their sites toward vital issues. And there is no issue today more important for the Muslims than the issue of establishing the second Khilafah Rashida on the method of the Prophethood. Do not miss the opportunity to contribute to fulfilling this great obligation, for Allah will question us about what He has entrusted to us. He subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَقِفُوهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ مَسْؤُولُونَ, and stop them. Indeed, they will be questioned. Surah As-Saffat 24. May your month be blessed. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. The eve of Wednesday is the first of the blessed month of Ramadan for the Hijri year of 1447. Engineer Salahuddin Adada, Director of the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir.